Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is ESPN Radio.
DeAndre Hopkins, now a member of the Tennessee Titans. Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas hanging out with you here on ESPN Radio. You can also watch us, of course, on ESPNU. You can find him on social media at HDouglas83. You can find me as well at Amber W Sports. ESPN Radio is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. HD, good morning. Glad to see you back stateside. I know you had some travel snafus yesterday coming back from Bahama Mama.
Yeah, I will say this. It's glad to be back. But, man, did I have a good time in the Bahamas with my wife. We were still celebrating our 10-year anniversary, Amber. Had a great trip. And, you know, as long as she's happy, I'm happy. That's what it's all about.
That's what you learn after 10 years of marriage. Smart
you better
man.
Believe it.
Very smart man. DeAndre Hopkins, also a smart man, because he just got paid a 2-year deal. Some were surprised by that. A lot of people thinking that he was going to sign only a 1-year deal. A 2-year deal can be worth up to $15 million in that first year alone. It's going to give him a base salary of $12 million in the first year and the rest after that, of course, in year two. So Hopkins, 31 years old, he is a member of the Tennessee Titans. That's something you know a little bit about. Harry Douglas, you also played receiver for the Tennessee Titans. What did you make of him choosing the Titans?
I thought it was a great decision by him because, number one, you want to be familiar with people that you've worked with in the past. And that's something that DeAndre Hopkins has with offensive coordinator Tim Kelly and also head coach Mike Vrabel. He understands those two guys inside and out, how they operate, how they do things. So it was a no-brainer. Also, when you look at the Tennessee Titans, and one of the reasons why I went there, on top of a lot of other numerous of things, was because there's no state income tax. He understands what that is all about from his years of being in Houston. I'm pretty sure every dollar that you can save, every dollar that you can put in your pocket, you want to try to do that. But then thirdly, Amber, I would say this. You look at this Titans offense, and one of the voids that was on this team a year ago was the wide receiver position when John Robinson at the time, the general manager, decided that he wanted to trade A.J. Brown. So the production of the wide receivers last year, I think they only had 6 touchdowns total, only 2 100-yard games. Now you have a guy in DeAndre Hopkins that's going to be able to win his one-on-one matchups, you know, be quarterback friendly, catch radius is unbelievable. And now Ryan Tannehill doesn't have to be perfect. You just put the ball anywhere near him and he's going to be able to catch it. And we know the box is going to be stacked because of the running back Derrick Henry that they have and the way he's still running the football.
Before I get to the X's and O's of what this means for this Tennessee Titans offense, which frankly, it means a massive upgrade. But before we get there, let's consider where we are in terms of DeAndre Hopkins choosing the Titans. He had multiple suitors. He had a lot of suitors. He had a lot of options, and it was up to him. Now, the teams that were reportedly most interested in signing him, the New England Patriots, there was much made about that because, of course, he did go there and visit the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of people thought maybe he'd try to join that wide receiver room, and essentially the rich would get richer. We've seen it before with the Chiefs. The Buffalo Bills, the Dallas Cowboys, the Baltimore Ravens, they were all in the conversation for DeAndre Hopkins. Instead, he is headed to Nashville. Here's our very own Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter. She was on game day. She described the process of signing D-Hop.
Been talking about this story for what feels to be over about a month now, because if you recall, he went and visited with the Tennessee Titans back in early June, as well as the New England Patriots. And it really has been a two-horse race this entire time. And after talking to people that were involved in the whole situation in Tennessee and in New England, both visits went really, really well. I know there were a lot of question marks about DeAndre Hopkins fitting in New England with former Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien, now the offensive coordinator over there. And I was told that they met in person, actually, in New England. Things were cool, and they've put everything past them. And DeAndre was really considering playing for them.
Do you believe that portion of it, Harry, that things were cool between Bill O'Brien and D-Hop? Because much was made of that. He gave the visit anyways. I guess you would think if there was so much ill will, he wouldn't have even considered the Patriots to begin with. But do you believe that you can smooth things over if you had a contentious relationship at the end of your tenure with a team?
Yeah, I believe it's feasible. Now, on the back end of that, even though the relationship may be cool now, DeAndre Hopkins still probably felt like, you know, it wasn't good enough for him to be able to play for the New England Patriots this season and actually move forward. And also, when you look at New England, they're the fourth best team in that division. So it's not a guarantee and a lock that you're just going to go to the Patriots. I know a lot of people are probably saying, like, why he didn't sign with them. He would have been a great addition. But when you look at what the AFC East is now with Aaron Rodgers going to the New York Jets, we know what the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen is going to do year in and year out. Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins got better. So when you look at it on paper, you know, the New England Patriots are the fourth best team in that division. And if you're DeAndre Hopkins, you sign with a team like Tennessee. And understand, we got have a ton of high hopes for Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence and his emergence moving forward. But also, you can never count out a Tennessee Titans team that's led by head coach Mike Vrabel, who has one of the better defensive lines in the National Football League, who has one of the, a top three running back in the National Football League as well, and Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry last season, a lot of people, just because they didn't make the playoffs, they're forgetting he was the second leading rusher in football. So when you look at Tennessee's, their opportunity to try to make the playoffs, I think it's better, in my opinion, when D-Hop being added to their team versus him going to a New England and being in a dogfight with the other three teams.
I couldn't agree more. A lot of people acting like, okay, well, he just took the money. He must not be concerned about the winning or the championship chasing. But I think if it comes down to New England or the Tennessee Titans, honestly, your option for winning is better in Tennessee than it is in New England because of what you just mentioned in terms of a very, very tough division there for New England, a much easier division. It is Jacksonville and then what? After that, right? With the Colts and the Texans, I mean, if you're the Tennessee Titans, you're feeling pretty good about your opportunity now that you do have DeAndre Hopkins to compete with the one other team in your division that's likely to give you some problems there. We always invite you to join the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas hanging out with you here on ESPN Radio and on ESPNU. Darren is hanging out with us from Ohio. Hey, Darren, thanks for the call. What do you think about this DeAndre Hopkins to Tennessee situation?
I'm thinking like DeAndre Hopkins, he's been paid already. He knows he's great. He knows he's elite. So this is my philosophy. I played sports before, and I always went for the higher size. I never went for the personal goals. I always put them second, and my performance comes first. If I help a team get to the Super Bowl, I'm going to get paid automatically. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I would have went for, a better team with a better potential to win the Super Bowl than the Titans. That's my thought process on the whole thing. You know, I think DeAndre should have went for a better deal, knowing he's up in age right now. He's got like five more good years left in him. Maybe he should have went for a better opportunity more than the money. That's all I'm saying right now. Okay.
Thanks so much, Darren. Thanks so much. We appreciate the phone call. If you want to join the conversation on DeAndre Hopkins landing with the Tennessee Titans, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's how you join in. Harry, what do you think of Darren, what he just said there? Because the reality is, if he wanted to win a Super Bowl, and that's the most paramount concern, you take a discount, you go to Kansas City, right? Maybe you go to Buffalo if you're really just ring chasing. He obviously wants the money in this equation, and I think Tennessee probably offered him the most money. But it seemed like, in terms of the money, it was going to come down to New England or Tennessee. Between those two, we both agree that Tennessee actually gives him the better opportunity to win, but it ain't the opportunity to win that, like, joining Kansas City would have been.
Well, I will say this. Never discredit someone in the peace aspect, the mental capacity of the game, right? you're going to go to Tennessee, when I just mentioned earlier, with two people that you're very familiar with. That may give DeAndre Hopkins a sense of peace. And sometimes a lot of people forget that when these guys are making decisions, just like Odell Beckham Jr. when he was with the Cleveland Browns, then he went to L.A. We've seen a different version of him because the mental part of the game, he was intact a lot more so than I think he was in Cleveland. A sense of peace is something that, you know, these players need also because they are human beings. And when you're going to be there with a Mike Vrabel, who you have a strong relationship with, when you're going to be there with a guy in Tim Kelly, who's your offensive coordinator, who was in Houston and you work with one-on-one on numerous of occasions, that's also going to give you a sense of peace. When you're there with a running back like Derrick Henry, who you know is going to demand the attention of defenders in the box to be stack, so you know you're going to get a lot of one-on-one coverage. That all those type of things matter when it comes to a player deciding where they want to go for the rest of their career.
The Titans will be a hot ticket now that they have DeAndre Hopkins. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Get great deals on the hottest tickets. Experience it live. So DeAndre Hopkins, a two-year deal with the Tennessee Titans. He does get paid, especially if he hits those incentives in the first year, $15 million in the first year alone for D-Hop. This is a huge upgrade for that Tennessee Titans offense. Huge. And you keep mentioning Derrick Henry and that team being more stacked than people realize. It is a funny thing with the Titans. People have forgotten how good the Titans were just a couple years ago, right? And it's easy to do because we felt like, okay, this Titans team, the window has closed, they're on the decline. But one of the reasons that we felt like that was because we all assumed Derrick Henry was on the decline after those injuries. We know how things go at that position. I think D. Henry proved to us last year that he actually still has a lot left in the tank. Now, given you have to capitalize on that while it exists, though. And that's what Tennessee is doing here with this move of bringing in DeAndre Hopkins, who will absolutely be the vet in that wide receivers room and maybe help some of those young receivers there in Tennessee develop, plus give Ryan Tannehill another weapon if Tannehill remains the quarterback there the rest of the season. And of course, you still have a pretty dynamic team with an offense that is still led, I believe, by Derrick Henry. We're going to get into what this looks like in terms of X's and O's on the field with Harry Douglas, former Titans wide receiver himself. Amber Wilson, Harry Douglas hanging out with you here on ESPN Radio. Did DeAndre Hopkins make the right decision choosing Tennessee? Chime into the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN. Your phone call's next.
The Titans expect to sign free agent wideout DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, it's definitely not a surprise. It had been expected all along.
This offense certainly needed a shot in the arm, and I think DeAndre Hopkins, he could do it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
The Tennessee Titans, they might be staying alive in the AFC now that they have D-Hop on their roster. DeAndre Hopkins signing a two-year deal with the Tennessee Titans. It might be worth up to $15 million this season alone. Is it a good move for D-Hop? The phone line overwhelmingly is telling us no. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you join the conversation with Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas on ESPN Radio with you this morning. Let's turn to the phone calls. Chat. Chat is in Delaware. Hey, Chat, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
I have a thing about DeAndre Hopkins to the Titans. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not the type to get inside a player's head and think why he's doing what he's doing. I just want to know, why give out this whole elaborate list of things you needed for a destination if the Titans aren't touching on any of those things? They don't have a solid culture. He said he wanted a GM. He switched four GMs throughout his career. They just fired their GM last year for fumbling their last superstar wide receiver. They don't have a good quarterback. They don't really have a good defense. I'm not sure what he saw in Tennessee outside the money, but I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
Can I ask you a question?
Second best team to third best team.
Let me ask you a question really quick. If I told you the Titans defensive line is a top five unit in the National Football League, would you believe me?
I'll give you that. They got Simmons, but I'm just not buying the rest of that defense as a whole.
Okay. Well, I think when I look at them defensively, from a linebacker position, they lost a guy in David Long Jr. to the Miami Dolphins, which was a great pickup by Miami. But they also, because their new GM, Rand Carthon, is so familiar with the San Francisco 49ers, because that's where he came from, they brought over Al Shaair from the San Francisco 49ers. Also, they have Monty Rice, who, when I watched him in college, was a player that I really liked a lot. They have some young corners. They have two solid safeties, I think, in Hooker and also Kevin Byard. I played with Kevin Byard. He's one of the best safeties in the National Football League, a guy that has range, can blitz. When he gets his hands on the football, he's just not going to knock it down. He's going to intercept it and give that offense more possessions. Now, Christian Fulton at one corner, Roger McCrary, two former first-round draft picks, I think those guys, and also Elijah Molden and other guys that they drafted, Caleb Farley as well, those guys have to step up. I think that was one of the things that caught the eye of the Titans ownership when it came to John Robinson, drafting so many guys in the first round at the cornerback position, but it up until this point not panning out the way they had hoped it would be. So I think when I look at that defense, I think the cornerback position, whether it's the two starting corners, the nickel corner, that's where I think the Titans need to get better. But when you talk about their defensive line, you talk about Jeffrey Simmons, Denico Autry, Harold Landry III. We got to remember, this is a guy that was a double-digit sack getter before he got injured last season. And also Tier Tart, they have some dogs up front. Some dogs that's going to get after the quarterback because their head coach is nasty and they take on that mindset as well.
Their head coach, I think, being that stable thing that DeAndre Hopkins said that he wanted, right? I mean, Vrabel's a coach that's respected across the entire NFL. I think that helps the conversation here because that caller was right. One of the things that D-Hop said is that I want stability wherever I go. Well, I think fine. The front office there in Tennessee has had its issues, but Vrabel doesn't have his issues, right? And so I think that's correct. Part of the equation. He felt like he could get some stability there with the coaching staff. And let's be real about what D-Hop wanted. D-Hop wanted the bag. There's only so many teams that had this salary cap space to be able to make this happen. And in wanting the bag, he was looking at Odell Beckham Jr.'s deal, a one-year deal, $15 million guaranteed for OBJ, another few million in incentives. And he's looking at OBJ and he's thinking, if that dude can get that coming off of those injuries, then what should I be able to get? And he ends up with a two-year deal, the first year looking really, really similar to OBJ, a deal that could be worth up to exactly $15 million, like OBJ's deal. Let's turn to your phone calls again. 888-SAY-ESPN. Matt is in Atlantic City. Hey, Matt, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Morning, Harry. Good morning, Amber. So yesterday, my friend texted me, goes, D-Hop just signed with Tennessee. I said, I was like a little dumbfounded at first, and I'm looking at the money. I'm like, oh, he got the bag. And you know what? Honestly, I think with the coaching staff, with Derrick Henry, I think it's going to be a good fit. Look at the AFC South. We have Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, and C.J. Stroud all in that same division. D-Hop added to the mix with Will Levis in Tennessee with Mike Vrabel. I think it's going to be a great pick. I actually thought D-Hop was going to go to Buffalo. That was another team. I actually wanted him with my Giants, Amber and Harry. And I know we're talking D-Hop. Fingers crossed, Saquon signs the contract today. So I thank you guys for taking my call. Have a great Monday.
A lot of people thought that maybe he would go to a team like the Buffalo Bills, and that would maybe be the thing that puts them over the edge in terms of winning a title, right? And we've seen them go after the big named free agent before in order to try to do that. But I'm guessing Tennessee offered more money. I'm sure that that has something to do with this equation. I'm not sure the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs of the world were offering the same level of money. He probably would have had to take a discount, Harry, to go to those sorts of teams. And obviously, DeAndre Hopkins wants to win, but it seems like DeAndre Hopkins also wants his worth.
Yeah, you also got to remember, this is a division, the AFC South, that DeAndre Hopkins knows inside and out because he played with the Houston Texans, mm-hmm. right? When you look at the Colts, right, they have a rookie quarterback. You look at the Texans, they have a rookie quarterback. You look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, they have a third-year quarterback. Even though Trevor Lawrence is ascending up and Doug Peterson did some remarkable things for him and being able to provide stability. You look at the quarterback landscape. Now, you look at the Buffalo Bills, look at the quarterback landscape in that division. You look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Even though you have Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback, you also look at, you know, Justin Herbert in that division. You look at Sean Payton going over to the Denver Broncos in hopes of being able to get Russell Wilson back on track, and something that we were accustomed to seeing when he was in Seattle playing some good football, right? But then you look at the AFC South, and if you're DeAndre Hopkins, you're like, okay, I'll probably take my chances. Plus, I'm going to get the most money. There's no state income tax. So a lot of these things play a factor in players' decisions when they're trying to decide where they need to go as well.
That state income tax, it matters more than people
yes,
realize.
Yes, it does.
I know from experience. Yeah, you know from experience. I know from experience as well. States without state income tax is nice. It's certainly helpful. Derek is in Georgia. Derek, thanks for the call. Right move or wrong move for D-Hop?
How you doing today? Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What I was calling about is D-Hop going to Tennessee. Okay, I mean, I'm happy for him because he stayed in the division, but I would rather see him go to either Cleveland because, for one, he's familiar with Deshaun Watson. That was his old quarterback. Or if not Cleveland, I'm going to tell you the really team I would love to see him go to would have been the Detroit Lions. The reason being, one of their receivers is going to be out for 6 weeks because of the gambling situation. So he could have went there, made his money, and, you know, that division is wide open already with Detroit because you got Aaron Rodgers already left and went to the Jets. So they're going to have Love is basically a young quarterback. You're looking at Minnesota, which we already know Detroit can take out. And I'm a Lions fan. I ain't going to lie to you. So I'm sitting in my Barry Sanders jersey. You know, we try to bring hope back alive with Detroit. But I think this is going to be the year for the Lions. But I would have loved to see him go to Detroit. But I'm glad, happy for him. He's in the same division where he wanted to be at. So, hey, he got his money. He know the division. I'm happy for him.
Thank you so much for the call. I mean, Lions weren't a team, Harry, that I heard thrown around much in terms of the D-Hop equation.
Honestly,
they do have the cap space. They do have the cap space.
They were number one on my list. When the Arizona Cardinals let go of DeAndre Hopkins, I looked at that team, especially Jamison Williams going to be suspended early on, and Amon-Ra St. Brown and how he is. But everything they did in the draft and free agency, I said, man, if they had a guy on the outside to relieve some pressure off a lot of other areas, that would be phenomenal. Plus, they did have the cap space. So when he first got released from Arizona, the Detroit Lions were number one on my list.
Yeah, not everybody has the cap space to have been able to get this done. The Detroit Lions, one of those teams that seems like they could have been more in the mix. Maybe DeAndre Hopkins wasn't interested in going and playing in Detroit. Nevertheless, any way you cut it. He is now in Nashville, Tennessee. He is going to be playing for the Tennessee Titans. So the Lions, not the only team that missed out on D-Hop. The New England Patriots also missed out on D-Hop. Feels like it came down to them or the Titans. Did they miss a big opportunity?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is ESPN Radio.
So the Tennessee Titans are hoping that D-Hop can do something for them and upgrade that offense tremendously. He will not be upgrading the offense of the New England Patriots. And reportedly, Harry, this came down to a two-horse race. It came down to the Patriots, and it came down to the Titans. Now, we know that he had visited with the Titans. He left Nashville without a deal. He goes to New England. He visits with the Patriots. He leaves Foxborough without a deal. He ends up choosing the Tennessee Titans. Both you and I think that was the better choice for D-Hop in terms of the winning. Certainly not a good choice, though, for the New England Patriots. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst. You can find him on Twitter, at Dan Orlovsky 7. He said that this is a huge missed opportunity now for New England.
It feels like a massive missed opportunity and loss for the Patriots and Mac Jones going into a huge year. Number one, because just look at the division. They are worse than the division when it comes to overall skill talent by far, and bottom three or bottom four in the conference. So now you're going to expect your offense to have enough firepower to compete against the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bills and basically everybody in the AFC. And you don't. And you also expect your quarterback to take a big step, and he's got not nearly the amount of weapons that other quarterbacks have.
That was Dan on Twitter, I think, releasing that sound, which is apparently he can't wait to get the hot takes out, right? That man is never not working, Dan Orlovsky. But he's got a point here, Harry, where the New England Patriots are expecting Mac Jones to take some big step forward and prove that he's the guy. And kind of like old Tom when he was in New England and we kept having the conversation, does he have the weapons around him to age gracefully? We got to have that conversation about Mac Jones. Does he have the weapons around him in New England for him to be able to prove himself to this team? He won't have DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I think it was a huge miss by the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick to be able to get a talent like DeAndre Hopkins. You're talking about a guy who is quarterback friendly, who has a crazy catch radius. A lot of people call him 50-50 balls. I'm a former wide receiver, so I call him 100-100 balls. Amber, when that ball's in the air, you're talking about a guy who's double teamed, who can go up and take the ball off of defender's heads and basically make your quarterback right. That's the main thing. When you look at a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, your quarterback doesn't have to be 100% right. Right all the time. All you got to do is put the ball in the vicinity of DeAndre Hopkins, and majority of the time he's going to come down with it. Now, first, let me say this, and I'm not talking about DeAndre Hopkins as a wide receiver being able to, you know, route people up and run these excellent routes. I'm just talking about you being able to put the ball anywhere near him, and he's going to be a guy that's going to be able to make your quarterback look good, make your quarterback right when he might be wrong at times. But I think it would also help if, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, while he was up there in Boston, ordered some clam chowder. If you don't put pork in the clam chowder, because the man hasn't eaten pork in 8 years, he said via social media, and they put pork in his clam chowder. So, number one, I think that played a part.
Hold on. That's a true story. I never heard this.
He talked about it on social media.
Really? He doesn't eat pork, and they put pork in the clam. Is that pork and clam chowder? I don't think of pork as in, like, bacon? pork. Yeah. I don't think of, yeah. I guess they put bacon bits in the yep. clam chowder. I guess that's not that crazy.
Yep. I don't eat clam chowder, so I don't have to worry about it. But I would say number two.
Was it at New England's facility or was it at like a restaurant? Because if it's at a restaurant, you can't hold it against the Patriots. If that's what they're serving the man at the facility, you got to do your homework.
He didn't go in detail with it.
But that's amazing. If it's bacon, it was in the Boston area. The reason that he is not a New England Patriot. That's amazing. Like Mac Jones's career is over with the Patriots, and this whole season is abysmal, and they finished last in the division because somebody in the facility put bacon in DeAndre Hopkins' clam chowder. I hope that's.
But
the
it
truth,
may have been a restaurant.
A story.
It may have been a restaurant in Boston. So
funnier.
I don't know if it was definitely at the facility, but I would say like number two. You look at Bill O'Brien as the offensive coordinator now. And even if those two guys' relationship has been patched up, who's to say it's not patched up enough for DeAndre Hopkins to say, you know what, I want to play for Bill O'Brien again. I just don't understand why DeAndre Hopkins would put himself in that situation. And on top of it, I think the division also played a big part in it. When you looked at the quarterbacks across the landscape of the AFC East, and then you looked at your quarterback, you probably said, even though I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to make a guy like Mac Jones right, I think you looked at that and you say, okay, I would take my chances somewhere else. But I just think it's a huge missed opportunity for the Patriots, especially Mac Jones, who now has a new offensive coordinator and wants to get back to playing football like he did in his rookie season.
There was a lot made about that relationship with Bill O'Brien. And like you said, the reports are, oh, you know, they patched things up. And I mean, they must have patched things up to some extent, or he probably wouldn't have even bothered to go on a visit to New England or to ever consider New England. But did he patch it up enough to actually want to play for the man? That's a whole different scenario. Maybe he was using the Patriots more as a bargaining chip in that regard because they were a team that could use his services. Mike Reese, ESPN NFL Nation Patriots reporter, was on primetime on ESPN Radio. He says that a deal with the Pats wasn't even close to getting done.
It wasn't close from what I understand. And if I had to sum it up based on the information that I believe is credible from behind the scenes, I would say the Patriots dipped their toe in the waters for DeAndre Hopkins. The Titans jumped right in. And so in terms of which team was more aggressive, it was decisive in the Titans' favor.
That sounds like some damage control to me. I mean, not to discredit anything Mike Reese is saying there, but it feels like he's getting his information from the Patriots, and maybe the Patriots on the back end of missing out on D-Hop here have a little bit of a narrative to spin. They've got some damage control to do.
Well, also, I would say this. Bill Belichick, right? This is another missed opportunity by Bill Belichick because he calls the shots in those regards along with Robert Kraft, who's the owner of that football team. And it's just another questionable thing for Bill Belichick and not being able to get done, right? We've seen that last year with the offensive coordinator not being intact for Mac Jones and his growth in year two. You have an opportunity to try to get a guy in DeAndre Hopkins to make your quarterback better, to make your quarterback right, to put your offense in a position to be better than it was on paper if you didn't have DeAndre Hopkins. And you didn't do that. You didn't jump all the way in the water. You didn't dive into the 10 feet and know 100% that you can swim. You just sat on the edge and put your feet in the water a little bit when Tennessee dove in and knew who they wanted in DeAndre Hopkins at the wide receiver position.
So he is now a Tennessee Titan, even if the New England Patriots didn't go after him aggressively or whether they did. Either way, he chose the Tennessee Titans. He will be playing in Nashville this upcoming season, supposedly catching footballs from Ryan Tannehill, assuming Tannehill is the quarterback for the rest of the season. We will definitely continue to discuss throughout today's show what that does for the Tennessee Titans offense. Where do the Tennessee Titans now rank in the hierarchy of the AFC? But coming up next here on ESPN Radio, Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas hanging out with you. The ESPN Radio Rank'em series continues with Harry's top five players under the most pressure this season. Could that quarterback in New England we just talked about make the list? We'll let you know. You can also listen to us on the ESPN app.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
If Dak showed that he wasn't so accurate again this season, the season before that, 10 interceptions. It looked a lot more reasonable in 16 games played. So Dak certainly has to clean it up this season. I agree. Don't forget, the Cowboys did get rid of his favorite weapon after last season. We'll see what it looks like, though, now that CeeDee Lamb is secured as the number one there in Dallas. We will go back to the Tennessee Titans. D-Hop now, a Titan.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.